This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think about this the next time you shoo your kid off the couch and tell him to turn off the Wii or the PlayStation. Video games are a $70 billion industry, a mass market global business force, to be sure. But does that make them art? Turns out for a number of mainstream museums, the answer is you betcha. From graphics to the computer code to the interaction between humans and machines, digital games add up to modern design. And conveniently, showcasing them could add up to museum revenue, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Headphones are hardly unusual at the Museum of Modern Art. You can use them to hear the audio tour or experience a piece of video art. But when you pick up the headphones now installed on the museum's third floor, you'll hear something brand new to MoMA. That would be Pac-Man gobbling his way through a maze seen on a TV set inside a gray wall. And despite my best efforts on the joystick, him getting caught by a ghost. Pac-Man is one of 14 video games now on display at MoMA. Attentive ears will recognize video game music piped into the gallery. There are popular titles like Tetris and lesser-known works, gifts to the museum from their designers and game companies. MoMA finds them aesthetically compelling, culturally relevant, and innovative enough to be included, along with Ames chairs and Frank Lloyd Wright windows. Senior curator Paola Antonelli explains part of why MoMA now has video games in its design collection.
You move in time when you're in the screen, and the combination of time and space is the sense of moving architecture.
She says MoMA's avoiding violent games because the collection recognizes constructive design, not destruction. MoMA joins the Smithsonian as another newcomer that sees games as art. Antonelli admits the art and design establishment has been slow to embrace gaming.
It's our fault. You know, we take a little while to catch up, but it's about time and it's a natural move.
That move could bring some new visitors to the museum's design floor, which can get overlooked by crowds on their way to the Van Gogh or Cézanne masterpieces upstairs. Jamin Warren is founder of Killscreen, a gaming culture magazine. MoMA consulted him and others as it built its collection. Exhibiting games is one way to get more young visitors through the door.
They rely on donations and they rely on visitors. And what better way to get a new generation of people interested in the life of a museum than to start talking the language that they're talking?
The Museum of the Moving Image in New York is fluent in that language. Games have appeared alongside film and television almost since its 1988 opening. Plenty of visitors in their 20s were there for a recent exhibition on five decades of video game history. Younger people like Celia Vargas and James Rodriguez, who dropped tokens in Space Invaders, one of many games on display in a gym-sized room.
But you had to fire, though.
No! Totally cheating.
The perception of video games as mere youthful diversions is one reason the generally older people who run museums have taken so long to accept them. Also, some dismissed video games as commerce, not art.
Get over it.
Museum of the Moving Image Executive Director Carl Goodman.
For us, that's the sweet spot when a work can be tremendously influential and successful and also artistically relevant.
I'm traveling in space and trying to kill...
At his museum's exhibition, Megan Burns is blasting her way through the geometric patterns of the 1981 arcade game Tempest. She designs websites and apps. For her, more museums taking gaming seriously means more opportunities for inspiration.
It's always great to kind of revisit the roots and explore different ways how people have done it in the past and how we can kind of change it for now.
How increased artistic credibility changes video games remains to be seen. For gaming journalist Jamin Warren, what matters is how game creators respond.
That battle about whether or not games are art is over, but the challenge over the next decade will be to create the types of things that are worthy of a place in the museum.
Film, architecture, photography, all of these were once outsiders looking in at an art world dominated by painting and sculpture. Like it or not, video games, too, are now inside the castle walls. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.